Because Deion could do everything. He played soccer. He wrestled. You know, he was cross-facing people.
It's like a soccer jumpsuit he's wearing right here. Yeah, Adidas piece here this morning.
I stood up, not your calls, but that's a nice one, man.
Because Deion was listening to Troy Brown complaining about playing defense. Man, where am I going to be? What am I going to be in the right spot? What am I going to do?
No.
But I'm telling you, this kid did everything, man. He was a wrestler in high school, too, man. Wrestler, soccer, football.
What is that?
Yeah, did a great job, man.
Gymnastics?
That jump shot's a little ugly. That jump shot's a little ugly, though. I mean,
Deion Branch is here. Not under the best circumstances. Tough game for your team yesterday. We went through that first nine drives, and I'm sure you've seen it by now. You weren't able to score in those first nine drives. Yep. Did the Giants come out and do anything differently to start that game? Any surprises there?
No surprises. Everything they did is pretty much what we game planned for. We're just in the execute. You know, there's no excuses at all. None. No excuse.
Now, did they come out with, was it similar to maybe what you've seen in previous weeks? A little bit of Dallas, Pittsburgh, like man-to-man
everybody
press coverage?
No. They do what they do. The Giants play their defense. Yeah. They play their blitz zone, cover six, cover three, cover one, cover two. Everything that we planned for, they did it.
And that was the part that really surprised me. They really didn't play aggressive,
exactly.
Up in your face, man-to-man defense with their corners, maybe because of their personnel, but that's what they do.
Right.
And they depended on their front seven
and that's what
to get the pressure and make Tom a little bit rattled and try to force some errant throws. And that's what they did the entire game.
Well, it looked like early on, like Tom Brady, we would look at this game, maybe not himself, maybe decision-making, execution at some times, maybe it had to do with the pressure early on. I mean, a little gun-shy, looking over his shoulder. Was it communication with you at all as far as you getting out there, getting open, or was it?
Nah, I think overall just it's a team thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't just say, hey, one guy, this guy, that guy. I think guys were trying their best to do what they can do, whether it be the front line or the receivers. My job is to get open. That's what I was doing. The front line job is to block and protect the guy, and that's what they were trying to do if they didn't do it. They were trying to do that.
And these guys talked about the slow starts. I mean, the first couple of drives are four plays, three plays. They've been through those drives already. Yep. I'm just getting here. And then last week, you look at last week to start the game off, three plays against Pittsburgh in the first half.
Yep.
What's going on with that deal?
That's the biggest thing, man. We preach and harp on starting fast.
Yeah.
And like you said, the last 2 weeks, we haven't. And for whatever reason, man, it is hard right now.
That's kind of been the Patriots thing is they come out, they start fast, they get the lead real quick, and make teams play catch up. And that really hasn't been happening.
Yeah.
And you can see the difference in the other teams when that doesn't happen.
Exactly. I mean, I'm pretty sure these guys, that's their goal, to come in and stop us because they know what we're trying to do is get the ball down and score. That's our goal each and every game. Start fast at the halftime. And the last couple weeks, we haven't been doing it.
Yeah,
it's all excuse,
And to give the defense some credit, they've been leaving you guys in some pretty good positions, especially the first half of this game.
Right.
And they pretty much did their job up until that last drive, last couple of drives there.
Yeah.
And
honestly, to be honest, they did a great job.
We as fans and the people, they expect to see they've seen this offense perform so much.
Right.
They really expect that.
Right.
The offense is going to go out there and go to the game for
Now, expectations are very high each and every week. I mean, but you got to also realize those guys get paid, too.
Yeah.
And that, hey, it's going to be some games that we may score 15 points. Our goal is to put up 30, 40 points and score every time we touch the ball. But when that stuff don't happen, it's not because we're not trying. The execution just wasn't there.
Well, it looked like defensively, you said the Giants did what we expected them to do. I thought part of that was they brought guys up and then would drop guys back into what Tom likes to do, those passing lanes, has short routes with you and Wes. We saw so many tip footballs yesterday. Going into the game, was that an expectation they would try to clog that passing lane and keep that traffic in front of Tom?
Well, I can't say that. I don't know what they were trying to do.
Sure.
I know what defense they was running. We can see that. We knew what they was doing. Our thing is to make sure when they sit in those zones, we got to find those holes and be in the right place. But like I said, overall, that was just execution completely the entire game. Converting on third down, which we didn't do. you know, turnovers. We had a couple flags.
So. When they showed those shots from behind the quarterback, I saw a couple of times he was trying to come to you.
Right.
And really, and what Mutt was talking about there was this guy's dropping back into the passing lanes. And really, it looked like it had Tom a little bit confused because it looked like you were open. And a couple of times I said, well, here comes Deion on the slant. And I saw you coming on the slant. And I would see a linebacker or a Graham.
Justin Tuck.
Coming across your face. I mean, it was like three guys kind of converging on Tom's eyes, really.
Yeah, and I mean, those guys, they did a great job. You know, they did a great job. They came in and prepared. I honestly know that we were prepared to play this game. Like I said, we just didn't go out and do it.
I mean, 5 for 15 on third down, you talked about it. That's something we're not accustomed to seeing, I think, in this Patriot offense. And when the offense struggles, whether it be early on in games, fans, when you watch this game, say, man, no huddle, hurry up. You guys, when you do that, it seems like the rhythm is there.
Right.
And it took you a while maybe to get into that. Is that something that... Is a call from the sideline, Bill O'Brien decides, you know what, now we need to switch it up a little bit?
Yeah, that's a decision that's made from the head coach or the offensive coordinator. And to be honest, that's not something that you can use and that you want to go into every game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the time and when we do use it, the coaches know exactly when we should and when we shouldn't use it. And I think, the time that we ran it, I wouldn't say it was our typical no huddle because it wasn't. I think we were just moving a little faster. And I think during that course of the game when we did it, it was probably quite fitting. I mean, early on, we was actually trying to get some things done, you know, run game and stuff like that. So, you know, with that being said, we want to go into each and every game and say, hey, the only way we're going to move the ball or score, we got to run no huddle.
Right.
And that's not true. You know, we want to make sure we go in, run the plays that we practice all week, you know, with the game preparation that we have for that game.
It's Jets week.
Yeah,
it's Jets week now. Got the Jets coming in here. team you saw a couple of weeks ago. When you start to look at the team, you had a chance yet? I mean, it looks like they're a different team than you saw. You caught them earlier in the year. Caught a team that hadn't won that many games. Now it's kind of flip flopped a little bit. Anything different you expect from the Jets on Sunday night?
I haven't seen them. I promise you, I haven't watched them since we played them. I don't know. You asked me something. I haven't even watched them. I haven't seen them on film. They're a better team.
They look a lot better than what they did when the first time they saw you guys, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
I mean, offense too, though.
They made Buffalo look really bad.
Yeah, we haven't seen that one.
Sunday, yesterday. So it was a really, they look a lot better.
They put up some points too, though. So you got to think about it as well. It was at one point they said they couldn't score. Now these guys put 24 points yesterday, whatever they had. It's a different team. You know, like we said, as the weeks go on, teams get better. Some teams fall off.
I will say that Revis did give up two big plays in that game.
Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, he gave up two big ones. So he is beatable.
I'm telling you.
Deion, you said, I don't know, haven't seen him. And a lot of people here feel the same way about Taylor Price. And I know Troy's kind of dying to see this guy play. He's still trying to figure out what he looks like. He wants to see him out there.
I do know his hair is not curly.
Bill O'Brien.
He's African-American.
Yeah.
Later in the week, last week, saying we got to see this guy. We got to get him in the way he looks in practice.
Uh-huh.
He tweaks his hammy on Saturday. What have you seen in practice? We still haven't seen him. Unfortunately, we're looking forward to maybe seeing him a little bit out the field, but couldn't get out there.
Man, the guy, he has great potential. You know, he has a lot of potential. Has all the attributes as a receiver. You know, the height, speed, size, all that stuff. He's a great practice player. You know, so he's doing the things. It's just all about getting over that little small hump. You know, he's fighting, this guy's battling. He's doing a great job. He's doing everything the coaches ask of him. He's not complaining at all. You know, he's fighting, and trust me, all the guys are pulling for him. The coaches are too, though. You know, it's the reason that they brought him in, because they know what type of talent he has.
Now, the whole, I mean, he sounds like a great guy, and everybody talks good about him. And I just sometimes I wonder if, you know, some other people's patience with him, if they could have a little bit more patience with him, he would be better off.
Yeah.
You know, are you talking about Mr. Brady?
Yes.
Somebody's patient. Because you know how he needs to trust you, right, to throw you the ball.
I'm taking a wild guess there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Could just say it.
Could that help him come along a little bit faster, a little bit better, if you just show a little bit more patience? Because some people you just can't. You got to have those reps.
That's true.
You got to be thrown into the fire sometimes.
That's true. And, well, you know, you got to go. It's a chain. You know, and there's so many guys. We have six guys.
$6 million.
It's so many guys.
$600,000 guy first.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's so many guys who, you know, Bill O'Brien has a hard time. And then, you know, when he's game planning, man, I got six guys I can try to get this ball to. It's only one football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear people like, Dion, why he's not throwing you the ball? Hey, man, it's five other guys on the field.
Exactly.
You know, it's only one football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with that being said, that's the same thing with the game plan. You know, coach can't sit down and draw up 20 plays for me, 20 for Wes, 20 for Chad. It don't work that way. Gronkowski, Aaron, you know, even the backs coming out of the backfield. So, with that being said, I think he just, you know, coach want to just continue to work hard in practice.
Yeah.
You know, overall, he'll get his chance, and you'll see what the coach has been saying about him.
Yeah, you mentioned Chad, and, you know, he gets targeted five times, and a couple of them I thought defended real well. You know, just good defense. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple other times, maybe Tom Brady maybe didn't give him the ball soon enough, or mm-hmm. maybe he was off. But I don't know if you how much you knew of him before when he was mm-hmm. in Cincinnati.
Right.
I want to see somebody out there, like, cocky, arrogant, talking trash. And I know it's tough to do when you don't catch a ball
in four
weeks.
You got to do something to do that now.
I agree.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But is he that same guy?
You can't be doing the Billy White shit. You can't be doing Billy White shit.
And not catching the ball?
Not catching the ball.
I'm just talking about in practice. He's got to catch a ball during the week in practice. I know that, right? He's got to catch at least one.
Hold on. Is he talking to trash? Can you confirm that? Has he caught a catch in practice?
Yeah, he's doing everything.
Okay, he has caught a
catch. That's what we ask of him.
Well, we got to ask here because we don't see it a lot in games. So
Catches a ball in practice, does he get up and dance and put his Hall of Fame jacket?
I
think he needs a little bit of that cockiness back. He can't get a catch, I understand that, but
I know, but like you said, you can't do nothing until you catch the ball.
Yeah, you're over 20, you can't start pimping hits.
Is he sending the defensive practice player of the week to cut the Bismo?
He's doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, we see Chad Johnson.
Yeah. You see him.
We see Chad.
The Ocho Cinco.
That's a good thing.
Exactly. We see him. You know, he's doing it.
I like Chad. I mean, I was... Man, if I could have lobbied for him to be here, I would. I mean,
exactly.
I was pushing the guy. I wanted him to be here. I thought he would be a great fit for you guys.
And so far,
it hasn't worked out, man.
Yeah, he is. And I'm going to be honest with you, he is. You know, I think he's doing everything he possibly can to get on the field, to get on the same page with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing it in practice. Now it's just all about turning over in the game. You know, and that's with all of us.
That ain't always easy to do.
Yeah.
Some guys are practice guys now. Some guys.
Right.
Yeah. that game is a different ball game.
Different game.
Got a bucket of them chin straps up.
Different ball game.
We'll get you out of here on this. Rex Ryan, who you know coaches the Jets,
he is
going to play a big time Patriots fan in an Adam Sandler movie coming up. Could you ever see Coach Belichick playing, I don't know, a Jets fan in a Sandler flick?
I don't foresee that. No,
no,
I don't. I can't, and I don't.
Doesn't have that range. He can't get in the room and work that.
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't try to work it. That's not me. I'm not a producer, so you know. And we got to wait to see what type of role he's playing too. He's playing a Patriots fan.
He's playing a lawyer for Adam Sandler, who is a huge Patriots fan.
Yeah, we got to wait to see how this turns out.
You ready?
Because I don't think it's going to be the way that we all, you know. Now, who's the producer?
That's a Sandler movie. I don't know. Sandler's a big Jets fan, I've been told.
Yeah, but it may be a Jet fan who's producing it,
He's a New England guy. He's all over
Sandler. I think he's a Jets fan, though.
Sandler's a Jets fan.
Central High School for New Hampshire.
So it's going to be kind of weird.
Man.
Yeah, we got to wait on this one.
All right. Well, hey, Jet Week, too, though. You ready for the no comments on all these guys? Because you know they're going to talk trash.
I don't know, man.
You know they're going to talk trash. And you have to answer on Thursday. I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't heard Camardi talk trash at all.
It'll be here.
Man,
I give him about 2 more hours. He'd be talking.
It's always good playing them guys, man. You know, it's a lot of entertainment that leads up to the game, and then the game is always good. So,
you got the bright lights Sunday night.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's it.
First place.
Sunday night, man, we got to get a win. That's the only thing that matters. You know, whether we was playing at 4 or 1, you know, it's just all about us going out.
You don't play at 1 o'clock. I don't know if you knew that. Or not. You don't play
no more
football
at 1 o'clock.
Hold on. At the end of the season, right?
You got two the last two.
Yeah, there's going to be 30 inches of snow.
No, they're going to flex that game.
And then they may move
it. The Bills-Patriots game, a big game. You're going to flex into a Sunday night.
They may move it to a 4.
That's not a 1 o'clock game.
8 o'clock.
That would be good, huh?
Flex it in.
Yeah. They're going to move from 1 to 4.
They need to move the Coast game to 1 o'clock.
Oh, they might do that, too.
That game on Friday night.
And a good win for Louisville on Saturday, too.
That was a big win.
Big win over West Virginia.
Go Big East.
UConn, Big East, baby.
Big East.
Dion Branch is here. Dion, thanks, man. Appreciate
it, man.
We're live at Gillette Stadium. We'll come back. Troy Brown is here. Mutt and Lou. Andre Carter will join us as well. Your calls.